The Ghana Association of University Administrators says its members will not call off their strike until their demands are met by the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. Speaking at a news conference in Accra, the president of the association, Joseph Gordon Mensah, stated that after several meetings with the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission concerning their migration onto the single spine salary structure, no agreement has been reached. He said until a consensus is arrived at with the commission, they will not call off the strike. Mauku Fiahajiman and Jocelyn Ofusudankwa have filed this report.
Joseph Gordon Mensah said this is the first time the Ghana Association of University Administrators have embarked on a strike. He said as an association, they are responsible for the efficient and effective management of the operations of the university. Mr. Mensah noted that they made several arrangements to ensure that their strike did not affect the students, adding that their strike is not illegal. He said as at now, university operations are at halt, even though they are supposed to start admitting students into the university.
The university has a long-standing salary administration and salary equivalent. So with the advent of the single spine salary structure, they migrated the senior engineer staff and migrated senior members academic. Now they've migrated the senior members academic and then giving them a market premium. Now when it got to our turn, we thought it was going to be like, we were going to follow the process, but they decided to give us a different market premium, and that's what we are talking over now. If they had even shown faith in the discussion, I think we wouldn't have gotten to where we are now. But it looks as if we don't care about you people. You don't matter much. And fortunately, their behavior is leading to grinding the university to a halt. Because what Fair Wages and Salaries Commission is doing, so it looks as if they don't really know what they are doing.
Mr. Joseph Gordon Mensah, who is the association's president, argued that most of them have master's degree in various fields, just as some university academic staff, saying that they should be treated equally. He said they asked for a market premium of 1.20, which the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission disagreed with and maintained a stand of 0.80, which they consider as not enough.
Initially, we had requested 1.60, that we reviewed it downwards to 1.20, and they started from a graduated one of 0.20 to 0.70, and later came back to 0.60, and now have gone up to 0.80. So that's where we are now. And it was on the 0.80 that we said it was not enough. They should come up a little or even do something about it. And they said they didn't have the mandate. So if you tell somebody you don't have the mandate, it means you've come to the end, and that's where we are now.
Mr. Joseph Mensah announced that they will have some negotiations with the National Labour Commission to see how far their grievances can be addressed.
Mauku Fiahajiman and Jocelyn Ofusudankwa's report.
Public Relations Officer of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, El Lankra, is on the line to tell us what the situation is. El, can you tell us what the situation is with the university administrators concerning their placement on the spine?
Yeah, like the report rightly said, at the moment we have been instructed by the National Labour Commission to go out for mediation, and that's what we are waiting for. GAWA is supposed to select a list of three mediators of their choice. We're also supposed to select three, which we have done, and then after that we go for mediation. But there's one thing that stands out clear, and that was part of the ruling of the National Labour Commission, that we cannot go for mediation as long as GAWA remains on strike. So a major prerequisite for that mediation process to begin is if they call off the strike. So that's where we are at the moment.
Which they are not ready to call off, meaning that until they call off the strike, you cannot have a mediation.
If the GAWA executives are really serious about their membership and they're serious about moving this discussion forward, they will have to follow the rules. These rules were not made by the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. They were made by the Parliament of Ghana, and the rules are rules. We cannot go for any negotiation or discussion or mediation as long as they remain on strike. So that's what we're waiting for at the moment.
They say that you've placed them on a different market premium. How did that happen? And did you even...
This is how the market premium works. Market premium does not talk about how critical your skills are. I mean, every job in this country is very important. The market premium talks about critical skills that are short in supply. So the pay policy program is supposed to look at situations where there is a critical shortage of any particular skill, and then we award a market premium. Lecturers, as we speak right now, university administrators and their executive will confirm that the grading structure between lecturers and administrators in the university is equal. They are both the same. But when it comes to market premium, government wants to attract more people into the lecture halls. Mm-hmm. And the way you do that is not by cracking the whip around everybody. They're offering some kind of enticement, something that will entice people to go into the lecture halls. So if you want to enjoy the same market premium that lecturers are enjoying, all you have to do is to shift into that field. It's that simple.
Yeah, El, do you know if university workers have been paid? Because it looks like most of them have not been paid.
Yeah, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission sympathizes greatly with university lecturers and any university staff that have not been paid as a result of this strike action. The Labour Commission has ruled. The Labour Commission has ruled clearly that this strike action by GAWA is illegal. That means their refusal to pay university workers their salary is a certain measure of illegality. At the moment, it's within the confines of the Labour Commission to decide what to do about this strike action. Fair Wages deals with pay policy, and issues concerning strikes lies with the National Labour Commission.
So largely, it seems that for this problem to be solved, it largely depends on the Ghana Association of University Administrators and how fast they can call off their strike.
100%. Yeah, it's dependent on what they decide to do with their strike action. Like we said, Fair Wages and Salaries Commission will be committing an illegality if we sit around a table with anyone who is on strike. We cannot have any mediation with them as long as they are on strike. That is the rule from Labour Commission.
All right. Thank you very much. You heard El Ankra, the PRO of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, telling us what the real situation is between the commission and the Association of University Administrators.